נון אלף עמוד בייס לבטם. אומר לי רב ספרא, רבי אבא, כגון ענן דיאדינם בכפי הדיארכה, we know when Rosh Chodesh is. Okay? Because he passed this, he was from Eretz Yisrael, and he was going to bother. See that the Rabbi Nochanan learns the other way. But most Rishonim learn this Gemara that he was in Bavel, and he was on his way. He was spending Yom Tikkunei in he was from Eretz Yisrael, spending his Yom Tov in Bavel. So b'yishuv lo avidna mitnei shinu hamachlokas. So pashtus, and when I'm in the yishuv, when I'm in the city with the Jews, so I don't do malacha on Yom Tov Sheni because of machlokas. That the Jews there shouldn't see me doing malacha, and there will be a whole machlokas. How come I'm doing malacha on Yom Tov Sheni? Rashi b'yishuv lo avidna malacha on Yom Tov Sheni. Hoel v'noag ubo iser. Right, so therefore somebody who comes from Eretz Yisrael, who knows when Yom Tov is going to be, and he wants to call, has to keep the second day Yom Tov in Chutzlaret, min Bei HaMachlokes. B'chor has to be even also because of Chumrei Makom Sheyotza Misham. You have, what's it called, Chumrei Makom Shebol Hashem. Right, not just because of machlokas, because of chumrei makom shebolashan. So they explain that outside it may not be, because the inyan of Yom Tov Sheni was the Aminezer says was made not on people but on places. Right? The issue was put on places, not the people. When you have the Isra on people who have to be in a place, or I have to keep the chumras of the place that I came to, place that I, but with the Isra was only on the place itself, it wasn't on the people of that place. That place had this thing, this place here, not the people, then it could be there's no Indian of chumrei makom. There's only Indian of mitnei machlokas. But midbar mai, what about if I'm in the midbar? I didn't reach a place where there's the yishuv of Jews. So the chora, there's what's it called, no Indian machlokas. Nobody's going to see me doing my blach on Yom Tov Sheni. There's nobody around. Amar lei chachi om ravami, b'yishuv asur, b'midbar mutter. And taka, that's the halacha. The halacha is that if you go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, and you go to a place where there's no Jews, right, no yishuv of Jews within the tchum, so you're allowed to do malach on Yom Tov Sheni. Right. People go and land in the airport, and the airport is totally outside the tchum of any Jewish community. It's not in New York. If you go to JFK, it's within the tchum. The Yoshev holds also there's plenty of Jews who work in the airport. So if you go to an airport like that, then it's just as if you're in the yeshiva. But if you're in an airport where there's basically no Jews, and there's what's it called, it's out of the tchum of a Jewish community, so then you're allowed to do malach on Yom Tov Sheni. Okay. Rav Noson bar Asya, the Rabbeinu Chananel here, learns a completely different pshat here. He says that he was from Bavel, and he was going in Eretz Yisrael. So in the Midbar, he had to keep Yom Tov Sheni, because he still didn't come to a place where there were Jews, where he had to keep Chumrei Makom Shebolakan. He held, the Rabbi Nachman held, that somebody comes from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, it's also for him to keep 2 days Yom Tov. It's Matosif. Right? It's Chumrei Makom Shegiya L'Sham. It's a Chumre in Eretz Yisrael to only keep 1 day, because keeping 2 days would be a Kula, because of Matosif. So when he came to a place where there are Jews, so he's not allowed to keep 2 days, right? Lo avdina doesn't mean I don't do malacha, it means I don't do 2 days Yom Tov. But in the midbar, I have to still continue doing, because of chumrei makom sheyotza misham, I have to continue keeping 2 days Yom Tov in the midbar, but not with a ziyishuv. Not like our halacha is, that we keep 2 days Yom Tov. Somebody comes from Chutz Laretz, so he has to keep 2 days Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Moshe bar Asya also midei Rav lepunta visa beyond the sheni shel atzeres. Right, Rav Nosson bar Asya went from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel on Yantiv Sheni of Shavuos. He traveled on Yantiv Sheni. Shanti Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef put him in Chir for being Mechal Yantiv Sheni. So they explain what was his Havamina. So they say one of two things. Either he held that it's only Melacha they asked for on Yantiv Sheni, but not Tchumim. And therefore all he did was come Mechutz L'Tchum. He wasn't Mechal or Melacha. He came Mechutz L'Tchum. And he held that the Tchumim weren't Asher, but the Maisa, they were. Second thing is, it was Shavuos Dafka that he did. Shavuos, there's really no reason to keep Yantif Sheni. Because everybody knows by Shavuos when Yantif is for sure. That by Tishrei and Nisan, by Sukkot and Pesach, so they had to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh and send out Shluchim. So the Shluchim didn't get everywhere by the 15th of the month. So Pesach and Sukkot, you had to keep in Golus 2 days because of a real suffix. But by Shavuos, right, the Shavuos is 49 days from Pesach. By the time Shavuos comes, they knew when Pesach was. Right, it was 2 months before. So they knew when the Shluchim came, when the Shluchim, what's it called, already had come for sure to let them know when Pesach was. Once they knew when Pesach was, all you have to do is count 49 days, and you know when Shavuos is. You don't need to know when Rosh Chodesh Sivan is. You just have to count 49 days. So really, there shouldn't be a Yantiv Sheni by Shavuos. But the Rabbanan were Masakin at the Rambam, says Lo Plug. The people shouldn't confuse it with the other ones. But really, there's no din. The Chassam Sofer says, therefore, it's even worse. The Yantiv Sheni of Shavuos. Because Mitam Vadai, it never was a Suffolk. So they made a Davadai Takwana of Shavuos. It's a worse, it's a bigger Takwana than Stam Minig Abu Seyim B'Yadeya Mitzad Suffolk. It's as if it's a Suffolk. Here, Yashavuos is a Vadai. So, therefore, he didn't hold it as Lopuk. He held on Shavuos. There's no need of Yantiv Sheni. So that's why he went there on Yantiv Sheni of Shavuos, Davka. But they put him in Cherem, because he was wrong on both counts. You have to keep Yantiv Sheni of Shavuos, and even Tchumim or Aser. Omar lai Abayu l'nag deymar negidei. Why not give him Malkus? Right? In other words, Cherem is worse than giving a guy Malkus. Malkus is a one-time thing. Why didn't you give him Malkus mar just for what he did, instead of the such a chomer thing of giving him, putting him in Cherem? Omar lai Adifa avdilei. I did the worst one. Rashi, Tadifa mino hachamura mimena, avdile, asisilo. And I held that the, what's it called, I gave him the cherem, is more chomer than stam giving malchus. Dimarava, why? Because in Eretz Yisrael, mimnu anegido devei baripei rav, velo mimnu yashamto. Because in Eretz Yisrael, they used to give a Talmud Chacham, Malkus, if he did something wrong, but they wouldn't put him in Cherem. It's too much of a zilzul and cover that Torah to put him in Cherem. Ikad the Amri, Nagde Rav Yosef. Some say that the opposite. He gave him Malkus. Omerli Abayan, Shantemar. Right? Why not put him in Cherem? The Rav Shmuel, the Amri Tarvayim, and Nagin Ashtay Yom Tom Shogolius, some is Machal, Yom Tov Sheni, you put him in Cherem. It's a zilzul in Kavod HaYomtev. Omer lei, honey, milei, inish di alma. Just on the person. You put him in Cherem. Hoch atzur me mit Rabbanan hu. The tovi lei avdi. Right, so here is a Talmud Chacham. You don't, what's it called, put him in Cherem. You give him Malkus and finished. The marava minnu an agadito devar beira avalo minnu ashanta. Because in Eretz Yisrael, they used to give a Talmud Chacham, who did something wrong, Malkus, but they didn't put him in Cherem. Because it was too much of a zilzul in Kavod HaTorah. Rashi, Mimnu anagdo dvar beirav, Talmud shesorach, hayu mimnu nahal kol sov lov nadoso. Talmud Chacham, that went off the derech a little bit, did something wrong. So they used to give him Malkus, but they didn't put him in Cherem. Mishum the sham to chamura, because putting somebody in cherem is worse. The choshes in the Kavod HaTorah. To put a Talmud Chacham in cherem is not Kavod HaTorah. Okay. Ki Yotzei Bo, now we're going to the next part of the Mishnah. Next part of the Mishnah says, Hamolich Perish Shvius. If you take Perish Shvius from a place that it was finished in the field, so you wouldn't be allowed to eat that, you have to make it, you have to have mimafker, you have to do beer. You take it to a place where it's still in the field, or vice versa, so you go buster the chumras of where you came or where you are, and you can't eat those peiros. Either because where you brought them from was usher, so even though here the people could eat those peiros, so you would still usher, or because where you brought it to is usher. And Rabbi Yehuda says, what's it called? You tell the person, go bring from where you can also bring. So Shaila is, what does Rabbi Yehuda mean? What's Rabbi Yehuda arguing on? When it says, the last layer of Yehuda Hodishnan, no snare love of Chumri Hamakum Shiyotsum Yisham, the Chumri Hamakum Shahalach Lasham. Rabbi Yehuda is arguing, and he seems to be saying that it's mutter to eat these peiros. If you came from a place where the peiros were, what's it called, were finished, and in the field, so you couldn't have eaten them without beer. You brought them to a place where there's still peiros in the field. It seems Rabbi Yehuda says, you could tell them, go take peiros too. You can also eat from there. Maybe you could eat it. Or, if you brought them from a place where they finished, to a place where they, a place where they didn't finish, to a place where they did, he could tell the people, if you came from where I came from, you also could eat it. Because there, the peiros weren't finished. So it's mashma that Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, that you don't give him chumrei makom sheyatsa misham or chumrei makom shehalach lisham, but lamaisa the peiros are mutter, because theoretically they could go back to where he was and eat these peiros, or where they are now they could eat them. Rav Sheisha b'Ravidi milsach risikom Rav Yehuda. Now Rav Yehuda is saying a different thing completely, not the way we think he meant. That since the peiros are available somewhere, you go after the kula. Either where you are now, you can eat them, or since where you came from, you can eat them is good enough. And that's not what he's talking about. V'hachi komer, only makom shelo kolu l'makom shelo kolu. We're talking about bringing peiros from a place where it was mutter to eat to another place that was mutter to eat. Okay, in both places, the peiros were still found. These kind of peiros were found in the field. The Shama Shekalabim Komo. And then when he was in the new place, he got a message that now the fruit was finished in the field in the place he came from. So you don't say Chumrei Makom Sheyatsa Misham, because when he was Yotze Misham, you could still eat it. It's just that now that he's in the new place, in his old place it would have been awesome. But when he brought the fruit, the place where he brought it from was mutter. It wasn't yet finished. So chayiv levayir. Then the Tanakhama says that you have to make beer. Even though when you brought it, it was mutter, l'maisa, since now it's usher in the place where the peiros came from, they're usher now too. In other words, you go after the peiros, not when you brought it. So the peiros are peiros that came from a place that's kala, so it's usher. That's what the Tanakhama holds. And it could be it's usher min haTorah. If beer is min haTorah, because you always go after the place where the fruit grew. And if the fruit grew in a place where now it's not nimtz or l'chaya, that fruit needs beer. Rabbi Yehuda omer, say v'hovei l'cha afata mehecha de'isnu, v'ha lo kalulu. Right, but now, Rabbi Yehuda holds no. You can't give him chumrei makom sheyatsa misham, because when he left there was still mutter to eat. Now he's in a place where they weren't kala. So we don't care for the fact that they were kala in the place where they grew. We go after where they are now. And if that kind of fruit is still available in the field, then you can eat it in the house. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Basically, the machlokas is, do you go after where the fruit grew or where it is now? Be'amikar adin. And it's a shaila where the beer is only drabanan. There's no such din of beer min haTorah. It's only the Rabbanon, the Ramban holds like that. Or that beer is a din d'oraisa. If it's a din d'oraisa, then they're arguing what the gather of beer, kolo l'chaya min haSadeh. Is it where the peiros grew that's koveya that? What would the Torah sound like now? That's machlokas in the gather of the Torah. Or it's machlokas what the Rabbanan answered. Same idea, but it's in the Rabbanan. Rashi. V'lech say Rabbi Yehuda. The mashma sheyachol lomer lo ben makom shelo kalu le ben makom shekalu. Right, the person in the place where the fruit is still in the field. To, can say to the person where the fruit is no longer in the field, say v'hovei lecha afatami makom shevesi. V'kim tshelo kalu shom lechayim. You could go back to my place and eat fruit there. Because over there, it's still found in the field. So it's not me. You could do the same thing. If you went back to my place, you would also be able to eat this fruit. There's no machlokas. The osa shel choshi yesh lecha bayis asurim. But yours are osur. But mine are mutter because it came from a different place. So there's no machlokas over here. Everybody holds the ones that come from this place are mutter, and everybody holds the ones that come from a different place are osur. So there's no, I'm not doing something that you hold as osur. I'm doing something you hold as mutter too. And I'm not holding that what you're doing is really mutter, but you hold as osur, I hold it what you're doing is osur too. Because your fruit is in a place where it finished, and my fruit's from a place it didn't finish. That's what we think Rabbi Yehuda says. The time of Mishum, the God Lukan, because we go after the place where they grew. Rabbi Huda holds the only reason you can't do it is because of machlokas. And therefore here there's no machlokas. Everybody agrees that what you're doing is okay and what I'm doing is okay. It's no machlokas. Masha'enke, if you hold because of chumrei makom she'yotzei mishom, separate din. That has nothing to do with machlokas. That's usher because where I came from, it was usher. Therefore, I have to follow where I came from, and vice versa.
Isn't mashma philosophic that you want now because of machlokas?
What?
Isn't mashma philosophic that you want now machlokas?
Yeah, so the Gemara said, why over there are we only says machlokas because of chumrei makom? So Gemara said, because it wasn't a minhag kosher or whatever. That was Tosfos we spoke about. The Rishonim explained that case there wasn't a min of chumrei makom because it wasn't a min of chashuv or whatever the Kitzrayim were. In a chanami. Right? But it's not one thing. There are certain things that are only bishum machlokes, and those minhagim are not minhagim that chumrei makom would apply to. And there are certain things that are minhagim chashuvim, and there, minhag makom, what's it called, chumrei makom sheyotze mishon does apply. Yeah, but it could be over there the same thing. That the people is no machlokas. Everybody knows if you're a Ben Chutz Laaretz, you have to keep 2 days, and if you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael, you have to keep 1 day. So there's no inyan of chumrei makom. There's more of an inyan of or there's no inyan of machlokas. It could be over there too, but it could be it's not an inyan of chumrei makom because it's not the people that the issue was on. That's what we're saying that about the nation. That's what the other nation is trying to answer. Why don't you say chumrei makom? Forget about machlokas. Hachi Garcina, Milsach Rishikomer. No, Rabbi Yehuda holds a taka that Chumrei Makom is taka ninyan. And even if it wouldn't be machlokas, it still would be asr. She's not arguing on the case where you brought it from a place that was asr to a place that was mutter or vice versa. He holds also there, it remains asr. Milsach Rishikomer. Only Makom Shalokolo and Makom Shalokolo. When he brought it, it was mutter in both places. So there's no chumrei makom sheyotze misham. And there's surely no chumrei makom shebalasham, because in the place where he is now, it's mutter. Hishama shekalu b'mkoman, chay v'vayim. But the Tanakhama holds that if while you were in the new place, you heard in the place where the parents came from, there's no longer anything in the field, you're not allowed to eat those fruits. You have to not good. Yehuda Omer, and Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Since when you left, it was mutter. Where you are now is mutter. The fact that the fruit grew in a place that right now it's asher doesn't make a difference. That's the machlokas. Milsach Rishika Omer Tanakama. Okay, let's go on. So where it says, the name of Rabbi Yehuda, the Kula Komer. So comes out Rabbi Yehuda's Mekel. The Tanakhama holds that if you, when you left, it was Mutter. And now you're in a place that is Mutter, and you found out that now it's finished in the place where you left, that it's Usher, and Rabbi Yehuda holds it's Mutter. Because there's no Chumrin Makom, and also there's no Machlokas. Because right now in the place where you are, it's Mutter, and you don't make any cheshbon about the, what's it called, the place where it grew. Rabbi Lezer said that Rabbi Yehuda was saying whatever he said, Lechumra, not Lekula. The way we're explaining the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is Lekula. So it doesn't fit in with what Rabbi Lezer said. Ela Eko. Change it around. Eino Chayiv Levayr. The Tanakhama said you don't have to be Levayr. Again, same case. You went from a place where it didn't finish to a place where it didn't finish. Both Mutter. While you were in the place that didn't finish, you found out that your original place finished. So the Tanakhama says you don't have to be Mevayer. Because no Chumrin Makom, because when you left it was Mutter, and we don't care where the fruit grew, we care where it is now. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tseba Havelecha Afata Mehecha Disnai V'Hakololu. No, Rabbi Yehuda says go try and get from where you came from. You can't, it's not there anymore. And the fruit goes after where it grew, not where it is now. So Yehuda is lechumra. Rashi, ela epoch lechumra of Yehuda. No, the shomer shekol b'makom unchayiv avayir. The apple gav the ein kan chumrei makom sheyatzah mishon shebishah sheyatzah adayin lo hayu nagin by chumra. There's no chumrei makom sheyatzah mishon because when he left there, it was mutter. It's just now that there's nothing there left. So you have to say that you go on these payrus, not where they are, but where they grew. L'chumra mer Yehuda hachi habigomer lo Rabbi Lezer merabei de Rabbi Yehuda omer l'chumra. When Rabbi Lezer explained this Mishnah, he said, I have a Kabbalah that Rabbi Yehuda is l'chumra. Ela eipuch tosef esu shel saftu ala Mishnah the eima omi makom shelo kalu the makom shelo kalu that addition which we added to the Mishnah now, a new case. When you went from a place that it wasn't finished to a place that wasn't finished. Both mutter. And you found out later that now it's finished in the place where you came from. The Shomer Shekol Ben Koman, Eino Chayiv Levayr. So read in the Mishnah that the Tanakhama holds Eino Chayiv Levayr. The Ein Kan Mishum Chumrei Makom Shiyotze Mishom. Shekshel Tziyom Adayin Lo Nesru. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yesh Kan Zilzul Makomo, Da Amri Lei B'nei Makomo Harishon, Tzei Mohavei Lecha Mehecha Daisinu, Mimakom Shadeisam, the Tinsa Shekvar Kol. Because the people where he left say to him, you try and get fruit like that in the field, it doesn't exist. And you go after where the fruit grew, and where the fruit grew, it's now awesome. Abayo Omer, La'olam Kiliktani. No, you don't have to add anything to the Mishnah. You can read the Mishnah the way that it is. L'makom shekalu, l'makom shelo kalu, or l'makom shelo kalu, l'makom shekalu, l'hachi komer. And this is what the machlokas is. Omi makom shelo kalu, l'makom shekalu, the zirum and komer. What happened is that you went from a place where there was still fruit in the field, so it was mutter. You went to a place where now there is no fruit in the field. It's awesome. You went from a place that's mutter to a place that's asher. And you brought it back to the place that was mutter. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Chayiv Levayr. So the Tanakhama says you don't have to be Levayr. Because since right now it's in a place that's mutter, right? And that's where you started out from, there's no problem. The fact that you happened to be, had been in a place where it was asher, doesn't make it asher. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tseva Havelecho Afatom Mehecha Daisinu V'Hakalulu. But the Maaser, Rabbi Yehuda says no, since you had brought it to a place where it was Asher and there it remains Asher, bring it back to the place that's Mutter is Asher, because now you're coming from a place that's Asher to a place that's Mutter and it remains Asher. Maskif Loravashi Rabbi Yehuda Atu Agava Dechamra Kaltini. What's going on over here? The Maisa, the Paris originated in a place that was Mutter. they're back in a place that's mutter. Because you happen to pass through a place that's usher, it's like klita, it what's it called, captures it and makes it and now the place that you came from. You happen to make a trip and you pass by on a place that was usher. That's not the place that you came from. It's not the place you're going to. It's either the place where you live or the place where you are now. But if you're neither in that place, you happen to pass through it, that's not significant. Elom Ravashi. Okay, let's see another Rashi here. Ba'olam kediktoni. Delo ari masnisim b'meidim min koma l'mokom ha'shavelo, elam imokom she'en shavelo. Abaye says, don't add anything to the Mishnah. Don't add a new case to the Mishnah that when you left it was mutter, and you went to a place that's mutter, and then you found out that subsequently the place where you left had become usher. No, it's not the case. That's not the Mishnah talking about that. It's talking from a place that was mutter to usher, usher to mutter, but it's talking where you returned it back to the mutter place. You brought it from a place that was mutter to a place that was usher, and you returned it. Now you're back in the mutter place. Tanakama holds, Maisha, you're back in the mutter place, and you came from the mutter place, no problem. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, since you passed through an usher place, and you're coming now, the last stop was there, it's usher in the original place too. And Ravashi says, it doesn't make any sense. Why in the world does a place you passed through significant? What? Yeah, but that's what he's saying. There's no such din of klita that because once it became chayiv and beer, it remains chayiv. What? Abaye held something like that. Right. Abaye held something like that. Right. That it's not, doesn't depend on where you are, but once the din beer was chal on it, it remains. So it could be Abaye held not a din on the peiros. It's on the person. Once you were chayiv and beer and these peiros, it remains like that. Gaba de Chabra, Gaba Lachi Kama Masnisa, Hamolich Perishvish, Mimakum Shekolo, Lamakum Shalom Kolo, or Mimakum Shalom Kolo, Lamakum Shekolo, Chayiv Vavayim. Hechziram and Koman, Badayin Lo Kolo, Eno Chayiv Vavayim. If you burn back to the place where you started, and it's still mutter, it's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda Machmer, Tamrin Aleit Seva Havelech Vahafatron Mehecha Daisinu, Hashta Vahakolo. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, since you're bringing them now, in the end, from a place that was usher, they remain usher. Gaba de chamer kaltinu, gaba shel chamor, shechnisu l'toch osa mokom ha-chomer, kolton b'chumrei osa mokom, shel yuchel ha-zirano, halo gadlu shom, ve'inu okum shom, none of shom. You're not eating it there, and it didn't come from there. So just because you passed through, shouldn't make it usher. And Abaye held, no, that's once the chiyuv was chal on you, the chiyuv doesn't go away. Okay. Elom Ravashi, but Ravashi doesn't hold of that. So he says, that can't be the case where Rabbi Yehuda argues l'chumra. Right? Rabbi Yehuda would also hold his mutter. Elom Ravashi, but plugs the hani tanoi. It's a different machlokas than Rabbi Yehuda the Tanakama. The snan. If you have three different kinds of fruit that are pickled in the same, what's it called, same barrel. So, and now, what's it called, some of them are finished in the field, and some not, of those three. So, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Ochlin al Harisha. You can only eat what's in the barrel till the first one is finished in the field. And then you have to eat mafker all of them. Pashtis. Because the tam of the one that's usher goes into the other two. And you have to make beer on that tam also. So therefore, all of them become usher. It's like something treif. If you have something that's treif mixed in with the two things that are kosher, and the tam of the treif goes into the kosher, so the other ones remain usher too. That's Rebbe Lesser holds. That as soon as the first one needs beer, all of them need beer, even though the other two are still in the field. Right, you have apples, oranges, and pears in the same barrel, in what's it called, in water, in brine, whatever. They're pickled, so it's considered like they're cooked together. So since the apples are no longer in the field, even though the pears and the oranges are, but the tam of the apples went into the pears and the oranges, so mela you have to revire all of them. Until the last one is not in the field, you can eat all of them, even the first one. Why? Because he holds that, what's it called, that the tam, well, not really, you can eat the first one, Pashi's talking about the tam that's in the other ones. That means you can eat the other ones until the last one becomes usher, the ones that the tam only went in. Because I think the Or Sameach explains that there's two inyanim over here. There's one of being matzid, perishvias, that's one issue. There's a mitzvah beer. They can't conflict over here. Because pashas, the beer is, you're going to have to destroy it if you weren't mafker it. So, the one who holds that what's it called, that the tam is not significant. The tam is like mavur anyway, right? It's not something that mashes dick. It's not an isher. It's a halacha that can be mafker it. So, as long as they can mavir it. So, the tam is considered mavur. Tam is not chasher. And therefore, as long as it's only a tam, and it's not a mamashes that's in the other two, they're mutter till the last one is finished. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Gamliel says a third sheet. Kol shekol aminu min asada, yivoyer aminu min achodes. V'halocha kedvarim. And Rabbi Gamliel says that each one, as it's finished, that's the one you can eat. You can eat the ones that are finished, you can't eat the ones that aren't finished. Right? Rabbi Yoshua Taka holds, you can even eat the one that's finished because it has a tam of heter in it. We'll see in a second how that could be. Right? But the Rabbi Gamliel says no. The ones that are mutter are still mutter even though they have the tam of the Yisr. That's what we explain now. That's Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yoshua, we didn't explain it. Rashi. Hakovei shlosha kvashim shlosha mina yeret b'chodesh echas. You have three different kinds of vegetables in the same barrel, shel chometz or shel tzir, kedei l'skai, and they're in vinegar or whatever, they're pickled vegetables. Ochli mishloshton al harishon, hasmach harishon v'mahayr lios kol l'chayim v'nasodeh. You can only eat any of them until the first one is finished. The mishosh yichle echot mehem v'nasodeh shloshton asurim t'kavshayu mashlu kechad. The fact that they're pickled together makes them all osher. Afal ha'achron, asmach min ha'kola achron. They can eat them all on the smach of the one that's mutter. Ve'ochel mishloshto. Ve'afal ha'achron, min ha'shnayim kol l'chayikvar. Even though two of them are not around anymore in the field, they should be osher. No, since there's one that's still mutter, they're all mutter. Ve'tana demasnishen, Rabbi Yehuda b'ha pligeh. And our Tana and Rabbi Yehuda argue in this machlokas. The Tanakama Sovar Lok Rabbi Yeshua the Mekel. Tanakama holds like Rabbi Yeshua that you can eat all of them. And Vahachi Mishtama Mamilse, Mimokum Shalokalu, Mimokum Shakalu, Kulon Chayiv Levay. If you went from a place that they weren't called to a place where they were, they're all Chayiv Levay, all the different meaning. Now, she took these three things to a place where one of them was kolah. Avakolah mitzasam ochel apim min hakolah. If you took it to a place where all of them were finished, then you can't eat. But if you took them to a place where only some of them were finished, you can eat all of them. Rabbi Yeshua, the ochel afala achrom. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, tseva hovi lecha afatam yosho amin min asodah. Vahari lo tinsa besodah, vahasakram namliyah. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, like Rabbi Gamliel, that only the ones that are what's it called, not kola, are mutter, and the ones that were kola are not mutter. Right? Or he calls like Rabbi Lezer, that Bechlau is also. Whichever one is mutter he holds. So Rashi says he holds like Rabbi Gamliel. The Rambam explains Rabbi Yoshua, that since the whole Indian of beer is only to Rabbanah, the Rabbanah weren't gozer in a case where you have three things and one's mutter, they let the whole thing be mutter. So the Rabban says it's been to Rabbanah and Bechlau, and Erechanami really should be usher, but the Rabbanah didn't ask for beer in that way, and the whole din of beer is only to Rabbanah. The Or Sameach says this thing of the isher of being matzid shvius as opposed to the kiyum of beer. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua holds that it's better to be over on the din of beer, b'shev v'altaseh, than to be matzid shvius b'kum v'yaseh. And therefore, you can eat all of them. even the one that's finished, because they're all mixed together. What? What? Yeah, but it has a tam. The tam of the other one also needs to be. And also is matzah. Right, right. Matzah of the tam. Right, right. So better not to do beer on that one and not be matzah of the tam that's molu in it. That's how Rosh Hashanah.